As we hit graduation season, WBEZ's Education Desk asked a few Chicago Public School students to look back on their time in school through comedy. Today, we hear from two eighth graders performing before a small audience. First up, Thomas Curry.
I am a butterfly, but in the year 2020, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was merely a caterpillar. When that wild ride called virtual school first started, I sat my caterpillar butt down on my virtual chair for a virtual class with virtual caterpillar comrades. Some of them didn't have their cameras turned on, but then again, none of us had our cameras turned on. On the bright side, I can say that I paid attention most of the time, except 68.2%, which is a very specific number, of the time when the other caterpillars were discussing the acts of Julius Caesar and fascism, I would be playing Minecraft and building a house or something. For all the other caterpillars out there starting their journey, just remember, everything is temporary. You will have your time to emerge as your butterfly self and hold those you love close.
So it's been a strange time to be in school. What were your highs and lows?
The highs of being virtual, I would say, Minecraft. And it was, I thought the work was easier, but the highs of coming back in person, I got to see my friends again. When it comes to the cons, like, most of my social skills had completely evaporated up until that point because I hadn't made much human contact. A fun game me and my friends like to play going back in person was COVID bingo. Who would get COVID next, you know?
What do you have planned for the summer?
I want to kind of like do a self-improvement program because I in person can always change and I can always keep growing. So I have made a schedule for myself and kind of like a list of things that I'm going to do for the rest of June, et cetera, et cetera.
Next up, it's Nate Hetherington.
These are the top five scariest things to have ever happened to me in my school career. Number five. I learned about predator-prey relationships over the course of 4 years. In the first year, kids were hunted and pelted by tennis ball-wielding adults. My dad was the most ruthless one of all, claiming triumph over a total of 86 queens. Number four, one game plagued my classroom throughout the eighth grade. No, it's not that silly Minecraft game that everyone is playing. It's chess. Picture now. Hey guys, want to see the cool new game that everyone's playing? It doesn't need Wi-Fi, but it also hasn't had an update in 12,000 years. Number three. Apparently, the CPS high school selection process is harder than the college selection process. I had to be more intelligent than a crow. Caw-caw! More agile than a rabbit. And more persistent than a sloth reaching for a leaf. Number two, experiencing Earth from 2020 to 2022 was five steps away from Dante's Inferno. The worst part of it all has to be virtual school. Not to sound like a nerd, but oh my gosh, my grade almost dropped to a B. Number one, my dance teacher was racist. Thankfully, we didn't have to learn the kick and step for very long since she got kicked straight out of her job.
We're headed to high school next year. What are you looking forward to?
I'm definitely going to join the improv club in there, and probably more stuff than I can handle, but you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
And what advice do you have for rising eighth graders?
Keep on, like, pushing through it. Seventh grade was very likely quite rough, but, like, eighth grade is a time where you can just sort of celebrate the time that you've had.
That last voice, Nate Hetherington. Earlier we heard from Thomas Curry, two budding comedians and Chicago eighth graders who will be headed to Lane Tech in the fall. WBEZ's Susie Ahn produced this segment.